USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now going after Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who yesterday said that President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Today on Twitter, the president describes Mueller as, quote, only looking at one side and not the other. He says his team is, quote, ruining lives for them refusing to lie. He also once again called the probe a, quote, phony witch hunt. On another matter,
and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon.
That's President Trump telling reporters what he told General Motors CEO Mary Barra after learning that GM is going to shut down 5 plants in the U.S. and Canada and cut nearly 15,000 jobs. A bombing's killed 3 American service members in Afghanistan today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A winter storm packing some very treacherous weather is now heading into the far northeast after battering much of the Midwest yesterday. The National Weather Service says heavy rains are predicted to turn to snow in New England. Upstate New York and northern Maine could see over a foot of snow. Winter storm warnings still in effect throughout the northeast because of it. Romaine lettuce will soon be back on the shelves across America. Just before Thanksgiving, the FDA urged restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli scare. The outbreak did sicken over 40 people in 12 states. The FDA releasing a statement now saying the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast. It added the romaine growing season in that region is over now, so romaine that's coming to the shelves is now going to be fine. The highest paid TV host in 2018 was Judge Judy, according to Forbes, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio is now the first state that will accept Bitcoin for tax payments. The state treasurer says they've launched OhioCrypto.com, a website where people can use cryptocurrency to pay. The state will charge a minimal fee to businesses using that method of payment. Bitcoin is currently the only currency accepted by the website. A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit against President Trump's hotel near the White House. The judge yesterday dismissing that lawsuit that was filed last year by owners of the Cork Wine Bar, who claimed the Trump Hotel International has an unfair business advantage because it's affiliated with President Trump. They argue that Trump's influence made foreign leaders, lobbyists, and government officials more likely to book at his hotel. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leone said in his ruling, quote, there are constitutional questions of profound weight and import lurking within this case. However, he added the restaurant owners failed to make a claim of unfair competition. And there aren't as many offices throwing holiday parties this season. A new survey, 35% it finds, of American companies will not be throwing an office holiday party. The cancellations this year, not due to the economy, rather, but researchers saying it's a response to the Me Too movement. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.